The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. When Bethany Mandel tells me about someone interesting and important, I usually pay attention, and if I don't, I do so to my peril. She was telling me about one Lori Lowenthal Marcus and a great organization called the Deborah Project, which is focusing on what's going on our campuses, particularly with Jew hatred. It is a delight to welcome to the show Lori Lowenthal Marcus. Thank you for joining us, Lori.
Thank you for asking me.
You betcha. Say a word about what the Deborah Project is, if you don't mind.
Of course. The Deborah Project is a public interest law firm that asserts and defends the civil rights of Jews facing discrimination in education. K-12, undergraduate and graduate schools, teachers, parents, students, faculty members.
Fantastic. The website is deborahproject.org if you want to learn more or help out. How old is the Deborah Project, Lori?
It's 6 years old.
6 years old. Did you ever think you'd be as busy as you were the past six, 7 months, or as needed as you were the last 6 or 7 months?
Oh, gosh. I had no way of anticipating anything like this. I know things have been bad on U.S. college campuses for Jews for a long time, for up to two decades, but what's happened since October 7th, which is unbelievable that that was the trigger, has been unrelenting and horrific.
You and I share, and I think a lot of us share, a sentiment that universities still matter, whether we would send our kids to particular ones or not. They matter because they reflect and shape the culture, and they certainly shape the future. I'm thinking about Columbia University, particularly right now. It's the most recent one in the news, given the president's testimony at the House yesterday. But one of the things that's so interesting to me, Lori, is how ham-handed these presidents are. But that's its own problem. More interesting to me is these elite universities, and you've been to them. I mean, you went to them as well. They have really tight filters. It's hard to get in. They screen. I don't know what the ratio of applicants to applications and admittees are, but it's got to be in some cases 1 to 300, 1 to 5,000. This is who these people wanted. They wanted these haters, evidently. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, there's no way that you're wrong, given the enormous voices they have, these students have, and the proliferation of students with this kind of inclination. But it does only take, you know, a small critical mass, because you have so many followers, people who have no understanding what they're saying, what they're talking about. They're being coached either by faculty member or the few thought leaders on campus to say certain things. I mean, the chants are infantile and completely meaningless to the people chanting them. So you have a lot of sheep, and too many wolves were allowed in. I hope that there will be an effort to make a change. In fact, as we know, all of education has taken a dark turn recently.
Yeah.
And so they may have been looking for specific characteristics that some of these bad boys and girls share in abundance.
When you have Jewish college students that are basically run off the campus when they're shouted "F the Jews," when you have them attacked by stick stones and fists, when you have them falsely imprisoned by making them unable to escape a certain room that they have to retreat to save their lives. This is something that would not be tolerated with any other ethnic minority, one. Two, is there a legal recourse that you and the Deborah Project can take?
Oh, yeah, there is a legal recourse, and it hasn't been explored fully sufficiently. We just began litigating in this area of the law, and there are stumbling blocks because Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act is what governs discrimination in education. But religion is not a protected class. So people said, oh, well, Title VI doesn't protect Jews. This is an area like every other area in the civil rights arena that it's you have to be aggressive and creative in order to push the protections on the groups you represent. And that's particularly true with Jewish students. Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of tools. We are spending tremendous amounts of time educating. It's not just on the college campuses. It is K-12 also,
yeah,
where it's really, it's endemic. And so you have to educate the parents, you have to educate the students, and then you have to represent them and you have to guide them. And then once they realize, okay, they really don't have the agency to protect themselves, it's like, you know, I always call the five stages of grief. People want to take care of things themselves, and then they finally, after they've been pushed around and ignored or worse, they realize, okay, let's take legal action. Yeah. And that's where we
that's
are.
That's where you walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, Lori. Thank you. To some people, it's kind of a curiosity that you have these highly enlightened or theoretically highly enlightened, I don't know, societies, the elite campuses. And then you see this medieval behavior, a medieval thought, and you wonder what the hell happened here. How are these two lines crossing? And then it dawns on me a little bit. I don't know. It's the story of civilization and its heights of culture and Jews generally, isn't it? I mean, there may not have been a more advanced civilization than 1930s Germany, in a sense.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly
right. It's not
right,
a new story, I suppose.
It's not a new story. It was surprising then. It's still surprising now because it seems so illogical. But it is the case, and for some reason, Jews are the favorite scapegoat of those in positions of power or people who have been told they're powerless. So who do they take it out on? The Jews.
Yeah. We have 2 minutes. Tell the audience what you would like them to know about Columbia or anywhere else.
Well, I'd like them to know that people they must stand up for themselves. They must speak out. They can't be pushed aside. It's true on college campuses. It's true for faculty on college campuses, graduate schools. It's true for parents of students in K-12 schools, because if you don't stop people from walking all over you, you will be walked over and your children will suffer. Mm-hmm. So it's essential that everybody get up on their hind legs, all the Jews who have been standing up for everybody else for such a long time, and say, no, you must respect my rights as well. You must respect me, and you must stop treating me differently. The administrations are treating the Jews differently. Free speech when you attack Jews, and microaggressions are protected against every other group.
Yeah.
So those are the things they have to keep in mind. And there
good
is help. There's legal help.
Good. Let's give it out again. DeborahProject.org. Deborah is obviously DEBORAH. DeborahProject.org. Lori Lowenthal-Marcus, thank you for being with us. Thanks for doing this. Let this be a down payment. We'll stay in touch. I have a feeling we're going to need to.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Good night, and thanks for coming on. All right, I'm Seth, 602-508-0960. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.